Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I've been talking this week about the amazing gift of the Holy Spirit, dimensions of the Holy Spirit's work in us and the difference it makes and it's meant to make. The reason I want to talk about it is this is an area that I think many baptized people, many followers of Jesus don't take seriously enough or don't grasp in some way, that you've been given a relationship with a person, and it's the person of the Holy Spirit. You have a relationship with Jesus, with the Father, and the Holy Spirit that has been given to you. And the Holy Spirit is the power of God. The love of God has been poured into your heart through the Holy Spirit. And you've been given a new power and a new capacity to live differently and to live the life of Christ, to live in freedom, to live in love, to walk in joy, to have humility and kindness and the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. These are the realities of what the Holy Spirit wants to work in you. It's the life of Jesus. And many people, I'd say, you know, they believe in God and they believe in Jesus, but mostly walk in slavery. Instead of each day being a new day, walking as children of God with a sense of confidence and dignity, knowing that my life has got profound purpose and meaning, that by God's mercy, I am infinitely valuable. There's just so much value to who I am and so much meaning to my life. Why? Because God has given me life. And God names me, knows me, created me, loves me. This is the source of human dignity. And the Holy Spirit reveals what that actually means to us so deep in our being. You know, God has given us a mind. He's also given us a will. He's also given us emotions and feelings. And He wants the Holy Spirit to touch every dimension of our lives, to renew our minds, to give us a fresh, new spiritual way of thinking, St. Paul tells us. That begins with seeing ourselves as beloved children of God. Paul says we were betrothed through his preaching of the gospel, that we're being brought into a marriage with God. We're betrothed, and God loves us. It's like the church is the bride, right? It's bridal love. It's an amazing reality and gift. The analogy of the love between a husband and a wife and the depth of intimacy, there's like no deeper love in some way in terms of total union that two human beings can have. It's expressed when it's healthy and deep in marriage. And Paul uses this kind of analogy, this bridal language, to say literally we've been betrothed to God. We're like legally married to God. And this down payment in the gift of the Holy Spirit, we're being drawn into love. And God wants to open up his entire life and heart to us. And he wants, in doing that, to cleanse us and open our being, which is so atrophied and so often in darkness and just under the weight of so much pain and discouragement and even depression or whatever, all the things the devil tries to do to steal what belongs to us. The Holy Spirit wants to give us a new power to not only see God, not only to will to say yes to God, but also to feel God's presence at times. Not every day, all day, but to have our emotions touched and to be moved by love, to hear the whisper of God, to know in our heart, you're my beloved. You're my virgin bride. That is, you're pure and you're holy. I've set you apart. Well, with the devil on the other hand saying, no, that can't be. You? Look what you've done. You're a hypocrite. You're a liar. Look at the life. Look at the way you've lived your life. Look at the sinful way you've lived your life. You're no good. This doesn't apply to you. And then we get on this treadmill of trying to perfect ourselves, make ourselves somehow an attractive bride to God. Friends, while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us. I ended the program yesterday reading from the 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul talks about this mystery that's revealed to us. The love of God that's beyond all comprehension to us is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Friends, lay hold of this. Go after it. Contend for it. Fight for it. Don't be passive. You've been given the Holy Spirit, whose mission is to teach you this stuff so that your heart can be transformed and you can be set free and you can live in freedom, in the freedom of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit's present and there and ready to go. Paul goes on, he says, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. So the Spirit that knows the depths of God, the infinite depths of God, I guess, right? That Spirit who knows the inner being of God, it's that same Spirit that's given to you. And he's searching you. And he's pouring God's love into you if you receive it. Verse 11, for what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man, which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So the one who knows God's very thoughts, the Holy Spirit, is in you. And the Holy Spirit wants to reveal those thoughts to you. So ask him. Turn off the radio, not while I'm talking, but, you know, shut down the noise in your life. Get quiet at different times during the day. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, what are the thoughts of God? Reveal to me the thoughts of the Father. Help me understand who I am. What does God think of me? What does the Father think of me? And then the Holy Spirit's going to show you. He's going to heal your heart. He's going to touch your ears so you can hear. He's going to touch your mind so you can grasp and see and understand that you are his beloved. You're chosen. You're blessed. You're saved. You're called. You're forgiven. You're his child. When those truths enter your heart and touch your mind, there you will find freedom. That's where you'll find healing. That's what the Holy Spirit has come to do, to reveal Jesus to you, to reveal the Father to you with the help of Jesus, to lead you to live a new way of life, to live as a child of God, to be conformed to the person of Jesus. Paul goes on, now we have received not a spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. You may not know, like Paul says, that he doesn't want anybody to be ignorant of the gifts of God, the charisms and all the gifts of God. And many, many, many believers walk around like they're orphans and have no idea what they've been given by God. Friends, you got to go after this. We have to contend for this. We have to reach out to it. We have to apply our minds and our hearts and beg the Holy Spirit, give me an understanding that's my inheritance. Help me live here and now as a child of God so I can live a meaningful life. Help me break from the slavery of the stupid idolatries that I'm trapped in. I want to live like a daughter of God. I want to live like a son of God. And Paul says, and we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit. It's impossible to know God without the Holy Spirit. You've been given the Holy Spirit so that you can know God. Paul will later say, we have the mind of Christ in this gift of the Holy Spirit. We think like Jesus thinks. That's where he's leading us, to think like Jesus thought, to love like Jesus loved, to feel what Jesus felt. Of course, the devil is a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer. He comes to take it all from us. And we're caught in a spiritual battle here in this world. We're not free from it yet. And so what he tries to do is he tries to steal the truth. He tries to make it impossible for us to even think about these truths as being applicable to our lives. He tries to steal them and say they don't apply to you. They don't apply to you because you're bad. You're not good. You're rejected. See how people in this world reject you? Well, God rejects you too because you're not worth much. Look what you've done. You've broken every command. You skip church. You drink too much. You fornicate. You're a liar. You've had an abortion. You've stolen things. You curse people. You've been rejected, all these things, you know, sin. And so the devil wants to condemn us and say, you are your sin. And God's hatred for sin is hatred for you because you are attached to sin. So God hates you. God's disappointed in you, whatever that might be. All these lies, the devil works in us. And Paul exhorts us in his second letter to the Corinthians, helping them understand the nature of the battle against Satan, this battle of the mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 11, he goes after this. And verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, this is our fallen reality, our human flesh, and there's a death-directed dimension still of our being. But it's not going to keep us eternally separated from God. And it's not more powerful than the work of the Spirit in us. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. He knows we're in a battle, but we don't fight this battle with just our own mind and our own resources. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So what have we been talking about this week? We've been talking, friends, about the knowledge of God, knowing God as Father, and the wisdom that Paul's talking about that's revealed to us. Satan comes to pull down, to make it impossible for us to grasp these truths. And he wants to build, Paul uses an image here of strongholds, like a fortified city. Remember the olden days, you'd have these forts or cities, and they had huge stone walls built around them, sometimes 40 and 50 feet high. And these walls kept out the bad, right? They kept out our enemies. They kept out people's enemies. They protected them from attack. Well, what the devil does is the devil gets us to believe in our mind lots of lies about ourselves, and then he builds walls around it. He makes a stronghold so the truth of God can't penetrate. And so Paul is saying we have to fight this. We have to see what's happening, and we have to apply the word of God, the truth of God, to this battle and bring down these strongholds one stone at a time. You've got to claim what's yours, friends. I mean, I wrote down today some strongholds that I've battled over the years. You know, ways of thinking. These strongholds are like ideas in our mind, and they're fundamentally lies, and we conform ourselves to them, and then it leads us into depression or slavery, darkness. Things like this, lies like this, you're bad, you're stupid, you're lost, you're not forgiven. Your history is your destiny. It's all your fault. You're an orphan. You're not good enough. You're a hypocrite. You're in it all by yourself. Things are not going to end well for you. You'll never be free. You're a coward. You don't have any anointing, right? Everything bad in your family history is on you, and you're never going to get rid of it. I'm not loved. I'm not desired. I'm not holy. I'm not betrothed. I'm not pure. All these lies. I'll never be free. Then the devil, he speaks these lies to us, and he builds a wall around them. And the only way to bring them down, friends, is in the power of the Spirit. You speak the truth of God to yourself. You apply the word of God to your mind and you bring down strongholds. You cast down arguments that the devil is raising against you. And you claim the freedom that belongs to you. Don't be passive. The lies can steal the very energy from us. They're the darts of the devil himself. Speak the word of God. Hold up the shield of faith and God will lead you to freedom. I'll talk more about this next week. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.